Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Mike Baxas. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve takes first base on ball four. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Serve moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive to center field. Pearsall throws towards third. Malzone fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Malzone. Serve scores. House goes all the way around to score. DeMaestri moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DeMaestri moves to third. Two outs. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0-for-1 in the game. Baxas strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Baxas out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to third. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Gurnett scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Malzone. Tuttle scores. Lopez moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Serve hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Al Schroll now pitching. Harry Chee pinch runs for Frank House. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Held scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, Athletics. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-1 in the game. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Mike Baxis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxis is 0-2 in the game. Baxis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Chee now catching. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Serve hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Athletics. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxis scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. Williams scores. Gurnett moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-2, Athletics. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garver hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Al Schroll. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0-for-3 in the game. Baxas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Garver bunts towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. DeMaestri moves to second. Two outs. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0 for 4 in the game. Baxas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Siski now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Power takes first base on ball 4. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Serve hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Lopez trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Power moves to second. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Held reaches second base with a double. Power scores. Serve goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Athletics. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-4, Athletics. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Chee-Tee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Jensen moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearsall for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.